part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, everybody, we welcome you to a new episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team Podcast. Oh, yeah, it's been a couple of days. My thanks to my partner and co-host, David Harrison, for taking over and flying solo over the first two episodes of the week. And now, as a result, I'm Chris Russell. I'm going to take over at least this episode and give David some well-deserved time off and a chance to take a breather after a long Super Bowl run with the other podcast that he does and all the coverage that he does with the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So David will be back with us shortly. Thank you for listening and for downloading and supporting the Locked On Podcast Network and the Locked On Washington Football Team Podcast, part of Tegna. We are with you in this midweek version, just kind of go over a bunch of different things that have been kind of taking place that I haven't had an opportunity to really talk about with you guys. And I know David has covered, you know, a bunch of it, but there's always different legs and there's always different things that we can get into. First, want to make sure we mention that this particular episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast is brought to you by our friends at Rock Auto. That's right, Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. As always, we love Rock Auto and rockauto.com. We love all of our sponsors, as a matter of fact. All right, so away we go. Here's the deal. There's all sorts of stuff that happens during an NFL offseason, and generally speaking, one of them that doesn't really get people fired up about is when a director of pro personnel is hired. And nobody should confuse the director of pro personnel with the general manager or with the senior vice president of player personnel or even necessarily a coaching staff tweak or adjustment. But make no mistake about it. The Washington football team hiring Chris Polian, Bill Polian's son, and a longtime NFL executive, was an important hire. Why? First of all, it provides another former general manager in the building. So now you have Martin Mayhew, you have Marty Herney, you have Chris Polian, Eric Stokes was an assistant GM, and Ron Rivera essentially was the GM last year. So you can't technically count Stokes, and I guess Ron Rivera's title wouldn't tell you this, but if you know, you know. They have essentially five ex-GMs or assistant GMs in the building right now running the show. And if you really, 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 really want to stretch, you could say that they have the most experience in terms of titles out of, you know, almost every other team. I mean, how many other teams have the amount of ex and or current GMs and, quite honestly, guys that have been fairly successful in their building? Now, listen, I understand Martin Mayhew's record ultimately is not great. I don't care about that. Martin Mayhew was with a moribund organization, hit obviously right on Matthew Stafford, hit right on Ndamukong Suh and others. Sure, that team never fulfilled its ultimate talent level and its ultimate goal, but he didn't take over a great franchise either. It takes a long time and a lot to go right to build a championship contender, a perennial championship contender. We know Marty Herney in Carolina. Again, if you're going to say, well, Marty Herney did this and Marty Herney did that, remember, part of what you might criticize Marty Herney for is what you love about Ron Rivera. But we know some of the big hits that Marty Herney hit on, for lack of a better term. I still think it's a great thing to have Marty Herney and Martin Mayhew in the front office. Then you have Eric Stokes, who again takes on a role that essentially is like the assistant general manager. It's just not that title. So he's going to oversee all the personnel, which basically replaces Kyle Smith. Then you have Ron, who is the head coach, but make no mistake about it. Ron is, now, he won't be the general manager in terms of title. If you consider titles aside, Ron is essentially the general manager or the president of football operations. I mean, last year, I think he was more the GM, and yes, he was the president of football operations, but not the president of the organization because that was Jason Wright. But Ron was running football operations, and Ron still is running football operations. So you could say he's the president of football operations. And then you add Chris Polian in, Bill's son, and all of the experience that he has. Again, people forget, he and his dad were running the Indianapolis Colts. And yes, they got fired, ultimately after a disastrous 2011 season in which Peyton Manning got injured, and maybe they mismanaged it and never played, and he and his dad both got fired, right? So he was the vice president and general manager of the Indianapolis Colts at that point, after being the vice president of football operations for the Colts during much of the Peyton Manning era, right? 2005 through 2009. In Jacksonville, people are going to say, well, Jacksonville was a disaster. No, they weren't. It didn't work out on the field as well as it should have. They have had some really good talent come in there. As Washington PR puts out, Calais Campbell, Malik Jackson, AJ Boye. All right, Barry Church. They won the division title in 2017. Appearance in the AFC Championship game. Could have gone to the Super Bowl. Should have probably gone to the Super Bowl. 7 years with the Jaguars. Right? The Jaguars aren't a great team. We know that. But again, do not judge just any executive by, oh, the team's record. Because there's nuance to everything, right? He wasn't ultimately making all of the decisions with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was the director of pro personnel with the Jaguars, which is, oh, by the way, exactly what he's doing here. Exactly what he's doing here. Chris Polian had 2020 off to recharge the batteries. Now he takes on this position. You know who his dad is. The only thing I'm concerned, and I don't even think this is fair at this point, is Bill Polian, his dad, Hall of Fame inductee, was heavy, 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 heavy offense in both Buffalo and Indianapolis. Chris Polian, again, not the GM, but he seems to be, at least in terms of what Jacksonville tried to do, more balanced. Hey, you know what? Pops did it this way. I'm going to do it this way. And we're going to build a good defense and a good running game and so on and so forth. If Chris Polian becomes his dad, that's a great thing, right? With the exception of putting all your eggs in the offensive basket. The one thing I want Chris Polian to do, whatever his recommendations and opinions are, I want him to be balanced on both sides of the football and to not ignore special teams. That was another problem with Bill Polian's Indianapolis Colts teams. They weren't great on special teams, and not just the idiot kicker, as Peyton Manning once called him, Mike Vanderjagt. They weren't great on special teams, and on top of that, we all know that they were challenged on defense. Part of that is because his dad, Chris Polian's dad, Bill Polian, put so many resources in and around Peyton Manning that they couldn't adequately fill the defensive side and the special teams because so much of their cap went on offense. Again, there's a check and balance type system now with the Washington football team. He's not the general manager here. He's not the assistant general. He's the director of pro personnel. And I'll admit this. When I saw this, I didn't realize that he had a year. He hadn't been with the Jaguars since 2019. So he's had a year off to kind of recharge the batteries, maybe get a different approach. I'd be curious to find out what he's been doing in between this time. You know, a lot of these guys take time off, but they still stay very, very, very connected to the league. Why? Because if they want to get back in the league, they have to. They have no choice. You network, you connect, you talk to your buddies, you watch a lot of games, you watch a lot of game tape, and you take a sabbatical, but you don't take a complete vacation. So Chris Polian is back in the NFL. One last thing. You know, for all of the criticism of Carolina North and all this stuff, Chris Polian, again, has been with the Jaguars since 2013. With the Falcons for a year in 2012, the Colts from 2001, actually from 1998 through 2011 in a couple of various different roles. He was with the Carolina Panthers, sorry to disappoint you guys, as a personnel assistant from 1994 through 1997. 1994 through 1997. His dad, obviously then, was the general manager of the Carolina Panthers. So, again, he's connected to his dad. He is connected to, in some way, the Carolina Panthers. But he's not connected, as far as anything I can tell, to Ron Rivera, Martin Mayhew, really even Marty Herney. Just keep that all in mind. Now, everybody knows everybody, but this is sort of a fresh hire. Remember, so was Jack Del Rio. So was Nate Katzer. So was Randy Jordan. They were either fresh hires or inherited hires in Washington. Not everybody is going to come from the buddy system. Sure, Martin Mayhew didn't either, but Martin Mayhew and Ron Rivera have the same agent, which makes a connection a little bit hard to ignore. But Chris Polian, by every account, doesn't really have a whole lot to do with Ron Rivera. All right, so that's some opening thoughts for me, because I haven't had a chance to talk with you guys about Chris Polian. Again, David Harrison is out tonight on this particular episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. My thanks to him for flying solo the last two nights to give me an opportunity, or last two episodes, I should say, to give me an opportunity to be with my family and now try and do the same and reverse that a little bit. David will be back with us in due time. Coming up next, right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, I'm going to react to a bunch of the different stories that have been going on that I know David has kind of talked about. We'll get some opinions out there and get you caught up in case you missed any of it. Make sure you go check out the last couple of episodes. They're all posted. You can download the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast on Spotify, on Megaphone, on Apple, Player FM, all sorts of different options for you. This is the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. I'm your host, Chris Russell. All right, guys, as you know, the football season is over, but that doesn't mean gambling season is over. As a matter of fact, it's just really continuing right along. You have the NBA, you have the NCAA tournament coming up, conference tournaments, you have baseball season, baseball futures, you have the NHL on a nightly basis, and one place to do it, betonline.ag, especially if you don't have and live in a state that has sports gambling legalized, right? BetOnline.ag will take care of you. They even cover awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Who would have known? Well, you would have known if you visited BetOnline.ag. Get your free account now. Sign up for free. Head to BetOnline.ag. Use your mobile device and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON at betonline.ag. All right, and don't forget to check out my guy Peter Bukowski on Locked On Today. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with Locked On Today, hosted by Peter. A daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Lock On Today wherever you get your podcasts, including the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. All right, so here we are. I'm Chris Russell. Once again, David Harrison will be back with us in due time. My thanks to him for flying solo the last couple of nights to give me a chance to hang out with my kids. By the way, before we get into the rest of the stuff that David has kind of covered and that I haven't had a chance to give my perspective on, going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we didn't do the full tour because they were about to close, but my son and I, and my son lives in Canton, Ohio, getting to do that together, even though we didn't do the full thing, just getting to be outside the building, going inside the lobby, looking at some of the plaques already up of the class of 2021, the Charles Woodsons of the world, the Tom Flores, Peyton Manning, John Lynch, Alan Faneca, all of those guys. That was awesome, getting to take some pictures in front of the Centennial Class of 2020 wall outside the building. Those guys haven't had their moment in Canton because of the coronavirus. That was just awesome. If you guys are ever in the Canton area, ever in the Northeast Ohio area, you've got to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. No, this is not an ad. This is just if you're a football fan, go. I'm telling you, you'll love it. Just being outside the building, you just feel history. You feel like you're part of something special, and then getting to go inside the building and going around the rotundas and going through the decades and looking at all of the different memorabilia and artifacts that they have, especially a lot of stuff from the Joe Gibbs Redskins years. Certainly well worth your time and your trip, no matter what team you like, but especially, of course, if you like the Washington football team, knee Redskins. So had a great time just, you know, again, being around the building and going slightly into the lobby and hanging out with my son. And thanks to Charles Woodson and Alan Faneca, who took the time on Twitter to, you know, thank my son Tyler, who introduced them basically in his own special way by spelling out their names and saying their names on their Hall of Fame wall plaques, if you will, that are adorning the Pro Football Hall of Fame lobby entrance in Canton, Ohio. All right, so while I've been gone, Alex Smith says he wants to play again, although he didn't actually say it, but Jeremy Fowler said it for him. ESPN, look, we've all known Alex Smith wanted to play. That's no surprise at all. And it makes sense. But for the first time, we actually got like, oh, okay, he's willing to play somewhere, anywhere, not just Washington. Not that I thought he was just hooked on to Washington, but clearly this is the next step for Alex Smith to say, hey, I want to play, whether it's here in Washington or not. Thanks, but no thanks. You know, if you're going to cut me or if you're going to let me go, then let's do this together so that I can get on the free agent market, maybe before the Mitchell Trubisky's, the Jameis Winston's, the Ryan Fitzpatrick's, and that's really probably who he's more ideally battling. You know, maybe there's a chance Alex Smith winds up in Chicago. Maybe there's a chance he winds up in Indianapolis. Maybe there's a chance that he winds up in Carolina. So all of these things can possibly happen, but by Alex basically Alex's camp leaking to Jeremy Fowler, hey, not only does he want to play, but he's willing to play, you know, somewhere else. I forgot the exact quote, but basically that was the inference. You know, that's what Alex was trying to accomplish. So now the whole world kind of knows, hey, Alex not only wants to play, but he's open to playing somewhere else. So now teams can think about it a little bit differently. And that's why you use those reports, because technically agents are not allowed to talk about their clients with other teams until the legal tampering period. That's how you get around it, my friends. The other big story over the weekend that David covered was the interest in Marcus Mariota from Michael Lombardi, who I've known for a long, long, long time. And I know Michael Lombardi is not making this up. And I saw some people that said, oh, Michael Lombardi's got connections on the Oakland or the Las Vegas Raiders, but doesn't on the why would you say that? You don't know who he's got relationships with. I mean, Ron Rivera talks to a lot of people on and off the record. I mean, that's just the kind of person Ron Rivera is. But people respect him because he's Ron Rivera, okay? I don't know if Ron Rivera and Michael Lombardi are close or not close. I don't know and I don't care. I mean, Michael Lombardi has connections all over the league. He's been a former GM. He's worked with Bill Belichick. He's been in the media business forever. He grew up a Redskins fan. So just stop the nonsense that, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about because he doesn't have any connections here. You don't know that. You don't know that. Do I believe that Marcus Mariota is a target for the Washington football team? Hells yeah, I believe it. Hells yeah. Now, the contract is somewhat prohibitive if he hits a bunch of his incentives and all that stuff, and some of it will go towards next year, some of it will go towards this year. I don't want to get too deep in the woods, but here's the thing. Marcus Mariota, while he's probably an upgrade from Alex Smith, from Taylor Heinicke, from Kyle Allen, from Dwayne Haskins, from Steven Montez. There's no guarantees with Marcus Mariota. He's a former number two overall pick. Yes, he's had some really good years and some good moments and a lot of drops in Tennessee and a lot of plays that should have been better. And you know, maybe if they would have surrounded him with better talent, so on and so forth, they didn't. And he didn't. And he didn't advance and survive. But here's the thing. Before you just go on saying, oh, you know, it was just because Tennessee didn't help him. Yeah, maybe that's true, but the rest of the league looks at him as a fringe starter, maybe a lower part of the league starter. That's what the rest of the league looks at him as. That's why he took a backup deal with the Raiders behind Derek Carr, because he couldn't get a starting job or a better situation. So just remember, when you hype up Marcus Mariota, and for good reason. Again, he's better than what Washington had last year. Remember, A requires compensation via trade, unless he's let go, which I don't think is going to happen. I don't see that. You need trade compensation, and then you need financial compensation. Not only what his salary is, but also what his salary and incentives, the LTBE incentives, could add to the mix, which could be up and around $20 million per year. Now, my understanding is, without again going too deep on this, is if he hits $20 million per year in terms of the incentive structure, that would basically lead to the Washington football team winning the Super Bowl, in which case you would pay Marcus Mariota an absurd fortune anyway. So who cares? I'm not going to use the contract as the end-all be-all in terms of determining whether Marcus Mariota is my quarterback. Here's what I'm willing to say. I don't know if I would give up a second-round pick. I don't think I would. Maybe a third-round pick, maybe a fourth-round pick, something like that. Maybe, you know, a third to fourth. I don't know. But I'm not giving up the number 19 overall pick, and I'm not giving up the second-round pick. Sorry, I'm not. Not worth it. I'll worry about the money and the benefits or the incentives and all that stuff later. I would just remind you again that most of the league views him as a fringe starter, as a bottom part of the NFL starter. That's what most of the NFL views him as. Do you expect him to come here and light the world on fire? No. Could he be better than what they have? Absolutely. All right, so that's the Marcus Mariota situation right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, as well a ranking of the Washington football team quarterbacks. Had Alex Smith at number 27 out of the 59 quarterbacks that started a game last year, number 27 behind, yeah, you guessed it, Saints backup slash sort of starter Taysom Hill, behind Andy Dalton, behind Daniel Jones, behind rookie Jalen Hurts, rookie from last year, that is. So, Alex Smith, 27th. He was ahead of Tua Tagovailoa, ahead of Jimmy Garoppolo, ahead of Teddy Bridgewater on this NFL.com ranking, and Mitchell Trubisky and Cam Newton, two guys that have been often connect with Ron Rivera and the Washington football team. Cam Newton ranked 32. Where did the other quarterbacks rank? Well, Sam Darnold, 36. Taylor Heinicke, one game and part of a quarter, came in at number 37 on this NFL.com ranking of the top 59 starting quarterbacks, or I should say the 59 quarterbacks that started a game last year. Kyle Allen ranked 39th. He probably would have been higher, and maybe we don't even know Taylor Heinicke if not for the season-ending injury. But he comes in one spot ahead of former Super Bowl quarterback Nick Foles and a bunch of other veteran Jag backups. Now, Colt McCoy comes in at 48. Tyrod Taylor at 49, another guy who has been mentioned as maybe a potential target. Remember, he was supposed to start the year for the Chargers, didn't because of the chest injury. Dwayne Haskins comes in at number 50. He, of course, the fourth starter at quarterback for the Washington football team last year, now with the Pittsburgh Steelers, 2 years into his NFL career. All right, back for a final wrap-up right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. I'm Chris Russell. David Harrison will be back shortly with us. Good to have you with us. Thanks for supporting the podcast and the company as we continue to try and bring you some great content. We are brought to you by Built Bar. That's right, Built Bar is awesome. If you need a good workout bar, if you need a good meal replacement bar, if you need a great snack at night, 6 new flavors, 12 original flavors, 18 total nut and non-nut flavors. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, great different flavors. Depends on what you like. I love peanut butter, so I go with the peanut butter brownie. I love regular peanut butter, so I got a box of that. I also like the caramel brownie and the cookies and cream. So there you go. You can get apple, almond, crisp, whatever your flavor of choice is, you are not going to be disappointed. Bars are low in calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, great for any kind of diet, including keto. And go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, as we wrap up the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast right here on this midweek edition, once again, David Harrison will be back with us in due time. Appreciate him flying solo over the last 2 days while I was again with my family. So we are helping him out so he can recharge the batteries a little bit. Coming up on the Wednesday Locked On NFL podcast, you can take a dive into the future of your favorite NFL franchise with Tony Wiggins, James Rapine. They're joined every week by a Locked On draft expert to talk prospects in the upcoming draft and young NFL players that are fresh in the league. Did your team have a big rookie performance, or are they shaping up to have a premier draft pick in the 2021 selection? Get everything you need to know on Wednesday's Locked On NFL podcast. Subscribe to Locked On NFL wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so as we put the finishing touches on this particular episode, I'm going to save the free agent focus for David when he returns because we had enough stuff to kind of keep it fresh, and you know I talk too much, and I'm being honest. So I'm going to save it for him because I'd rather debate it with him. And I would always say this to you guys, that no matter what day of the week it is, but especially on a Tuesday, if you hashtag Twitter Tuesday and you send it to me at WrestleMania621, David at DHarrison82, the podcast at LockedWFTPod, we'll get it on. As long as it's a decent question, we'll get it up for you and we'll answer it one way or another. Also this, we'll wrap up this way. We talked about free agent focus. Washington not even listed on any of the odds that I found, specifically betonline.ag and a couple of others, for J.J. Watt. The latest rumor has him going to Cleveland opposite of Myles Garrett. That would be an interesting fit. And if you think about it, better than going to play for Pittsburgh, Cleveland's better than Pittsburgh. We know that in a lot of different ways, even though he could play with his brothers. And in Green Bay, you know, that's a certainly a good fit, assuming that Green Bay has an interest. We don't know. We think they would. That's certainly a good fit, but maybe they're in on Ryan Kerrigan with Joe Barry and Kirk Olivadotti, former Washington football assistants and a defensive coordinator who worked extensively with Ryan Kerrigan. Just a thought, just a thought. All right, that's going to do it for us on this particular episode. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Chris Russell. Again, David will be back in due time. We hope he's enjoying his time to recharge the batteries. Make sure you listen to him on the Locked On Bucks podcast as well. Follow him on Twitter at DHarrison82. Me at WrestleMania621. You can listen to me Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 in the afternoon Eastern time on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app with Pete Medhurst. So if you need your live version of me, and who could blame you? 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, live on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app. Also, Washington Football on SI.com, along with Mike Fisher and others. We've got you covered that way as well. We do it all, baby. And this is the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast.